الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله. ما بعد, welcome dear brothers and sisters to the new session of Ajr Rumia, Arabic for beginners, and we are with the Alamat al-Nasb. Yesterday we talked about the Alif as the replacement of Fatha. Here it is in one position, which is the Al-Asma al-Khamsa. As the example given by Ibn Ajr Rum, رأيت أخاك وأباك. So أخاك here, مفعول به منصوب, وعلامة نصبه الفتحة. سوري, وعلامة نصبه الألف, لأنه من الأسماء الخمسة. And I yesterday brought to your attention that the ألف is also a sign for رفع in the مثنى. In the مثنى. So we have the ألف as a sign for رفع in the مثنى, and it is sign for نصب in the أسماء خمسة. And when it is added to الفعل المضارع كأكلاني, then it is a pronoun which is there, a فاعل. طيب, now we want to have another nasb or another sign for nasb, which is the kasra instead of fatha. And we always know that kasra is sign for khaf, not for nasb, but in here we have it as a sign for as a sign for nasb. This is with the جمع المؤنث السالم. And we said جمع المؤنث السالم is what defines the مفرد of it by alif and ta at the end of it. Like you say بنت بنات, طالبة طالبات, مسلمة مسلمات, مكتبة مكتبات, بلدة بلدات, right, هند هندات, فاطمة فاطمات, and the like. So in this sound, plural, feminine, when it is, whenever it is found mansub, then we have we know that it is that the sign for it then the kasra, not the fatha, the kasra instead of fatha. As, and here we want you guys to give us or to يعني show us where is the mansub and the sign for nasb is kasra in Ayah number 10 in Surah Al-Mumtahina, Surah number 60, and Ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Tahrim, Surah number 66, and also I wish you brothers and sisters write this number. And also, again, write this now and then later I'll give you this again. Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, Ayah 14, and Ayah 73. And Ayah 79 and Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, Ayah 54, and Surah At-Tawbah, Surah 9, Ayah 36, and as we said, Surah Al-Mumtahina, Surah 60, Ayah 10, and Surah At-Tahrim, Surah 66, Ayah 5. All these ayat has mansoob with kasra. So please take this as a homework, and tomorrow inshallah we want to see it. Then inshallah, Allahu a'lam, sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. I will try to be in the after asr dars here Zad al-Ma'ad. I wish I can make it, inshallah. Yesterday, in fact, could not make it because I was a bit busy. Nah. But inshallah ta'ala, I'll try. Inshallah today, try to be in time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.